Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 757. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. Got a strong message, a continuation of the Book of Revelation. I have music and letters. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord. I want to ask you, Lord, to continue anointing me. Let everyone have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit says unto the churches. Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke Satan. Bind him, Lord, as I bind him on earth with your word. Your word binds Satan. And open up the Holy Spirit for me to be able to do the things that you want me to do. Pour out your Holy Spirit and open my ears to the meaning of your word continuously. Give me a deeper, richer knowledge of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that souls can be saved in the church, the body of Christ, be strengthened. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm in chapter 2 of the book of Revelation. Verse 16, so the Lord is telling this church to repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. Now, these are the end times. When the Lord says quickly, he means instant. Now repent of evil, of the things that I say not to do. Otherwise, I'm going to take you out quick, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth, with the word of my mouth. And that's what I'm fighting Satan with, is the word of the Lord's mouth. That's my weapon. That's the only weapon I have, is the word of God. That's the only weapon anybody in this church has, is the word of God. Contrary to what Dr. Phil says, he says, I hear that Pastor Alamo has guns. Well, that's a deed of the Nicolaitan, because what he's doing is trying to spread hatred against myself, the people in my church, and the word that I preach. I say that we don't have any guns, and we've been raided by cops down through the years, and they've never even found a water pistol in our church. Okay, so Dr. Philip, you are a dirty, bald-faced liar. You could say, to get off the hook, I heard, but those are just cleverly devised words of yours. And then you had a guy sitting in the audience saying, that's bad. That's bad. Yeah, it would be bad if we were doing it, but we're not doing it, Dr. Phil. I hear you're having problems with your wife, that she wants to sue you for divorce. But I pray that I hate your deeds, but I'd sure love to see you saved. And your wife, too. I'd love to see you born again of the Spirit so you'd stop lying and committing fornication on your wife. She's upset with that. And you said, well, that's just life. That's just the way it is. That isn't the way it is. That's the way it is for you people of the world, but that isn't what the Lord likes. He says he hates it. And he said, for you to repent, repent, or else I will come unto you quickly. Now, how could he come unto you quickly if I hadn't told you first? So by my telling you, I've warned you, and the Lord has warned you, and now you know. So repent, or the Lord's going to come unto you quick, quick like a bunny. Okay? He's going to come unto you quickly, and we'll fight against them with the sword of my mouth, which is the word of God. Now, verse 17, he that hath an ear, or those of you that are not worldly, that really are interested in going to heaven, then you'll have a spiritual ear. Let him hear what the Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, if you won't listen to the Holy Spirit that created heavens and earth and the fullness thereof, who will you listen to? The only other person that you would listen to would be Satan, from Satan's seat and his seats all over the world. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit saith. Because then you're safe. So he's saying, the Spirit says unto the churches, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Oh, there's hidden manna. Yeah, there's word of God in the Bible that no one can get hold of unless they're keeping the commandments of the Lord. So it's the Lord's glory to hide something, but it's the glory of the kings. God has made us kings and priests to seek these things out. And so God, to those of you that keep the commandments, and the Lord has shown me the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, which is him, it's like he's shown me so much manna, or the bread of life. Overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden bread, the bread of life. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the Lord says that my body is manna. It's the bread of life. So you must eat my flesh, my manna, which is the bread of life, and drink my blood, because the manna is the word of God and is the blood of God. Now there's life is in the blood, and the life is in the manna, the word of God, and the life is in the Spirit of God. So the word of God contains its spirit, and it is life, and the blood of Jesus takes away your sins, and the life is in the blood. So all three have the life in them. To those that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Oh my God, we'll be able to read the Bible and to just get more and more power from the hidden manna. The manna that nobody else knows about. Hallelujah! Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
The hidden manna, and we'll give him a white stone. And in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Well, this white stone, what's that? That is the stone, the pure, you stand on that solid rock, Christ Jesus, which is the word of God. So we receive to him that eats the hidden manna, and because of the fact that you're eating hidden manna, the Lord gives you a white stone. This is the pure word of God, and in the stone, a new name written, and that name is Overcomers. Because the word of God, we that overcome, overcome by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And our testimony is the word of God and the hidden word of God, which is the stone that keeps us standing firm in the Lord. You want to stand F-I-R-M, firm in the power, in the word of God. The word of God is power. The word of God created everything, and therefore it's very powerful, and we need it in us. So, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Now, you can know the meaning of that by me telling you, but you can't really know it. You can't really know it, saving he that receiveth it. So, if you don't receive it, you don't really know it, the Bible is saying. Amen? So I can tell you that the stone, the name in there is the Overcomers. The Overcomers, because they're standing on the solid rock and they're seeking the hidden manna and they're doing what the Lord says so they can receive the hidden manna, the hidden bread of life. And for that, the Lord gives you a white stone because it's pure. It's pure white. White is always symbolized with pureness. Black is always, to get the NAACP, I'm not talking about skin color, but white happens to be that which is pure and holy and godly, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So if you don't receive what I'm saying, you cannot know it. You're not going to get the white stone. You're not going to be able to eat from the hidden life, the hidden manna. And we need every hidden thing. God hides it, and it's the glory of kings to find it out, to seek it out. Amen?
Amen?
That's what the Bible says. Okay, now, verse 18. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, which means that he sees everything. I mean, everything is illuminated unto him. He knows your intents of your heart, what your intentions are. He says only God knows the time of the end, exactly, the day that it's going to end. Now that Jesus is in heaven and he's raised higher than God, and he is the Word of God, he knows the time. Okay, some people are talking about when he was in his flesh, when he was the Son of Man, that he didn't know the time, but the Father does, and now he and the Father are one. And his feet are like fine brass. So in Thyatira, these things saith the Son of God, which is God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. Now, fine brass is very powerful. It's hard to destroy. You can't destroy the Lord. He says, so verse 19, I know thy works. Yeah, I know the good things you're doing, and your charity, and service, and faith. You serve me, not people, but me, and your faith, and thy patience, which is a virtue, and thy works, and the last, in other words, your works, is the more than the first. Verse 20, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. This is why judgment begins first at the house of the Lord. The Lord is telling the churches that he's going to judge you with these things here. He sees things wrong with the church. The church has not perfected itself yet. They haven't sought the hidden manna, the hidden bread of life. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess. This is the Vatican. She calls herself a prophetess, but really what she is a political hate organization that is destroying the whole world. The Bible states that when Satan is thrown down into hell, that the people that are there will look at her narrowly, at this satanic being, and say, so you look like a little frog-like spirit. So you're the one that destroyed the earth? Yes. So Jezebel, who calls herself, she's self-appointed prophetess, a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. All the things, Jezebel is the one that is the, and Satan, because she is definitely the embodiment of Satan here on earth, and she is the actual one that is the queen of the Nicolaitans, because she calls herself a prophetess, and people believe her. Well, you know, that's to their damnation. And to seduce my servants to commit fornication. To make that, to do everything they can, you know, to worship Mary, that's fornication, because Mary is not deity. To pray to saints, this is false. To have all kinds of statues, this is totally against the second commandment. These are idol worshippers, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Well, to do things that are sacrificed unto idols, that's fornication. To instill in the schools all the things that I'm talking about, to let children fornicate, to abstain from marriage, which the Lord says is the doctrine of devils. And she's not a prophetess, she's a false prophet. Eating things sacrificed unto idols, to doing the things, teaching people to worship the world and the things that are therein. When the Bible plainly says, love not the world, but flee from the very appearance of evil. Well, I say the world is evil, so flee from it. Amen? Amen. Flee to the throne of God. We're supposed to be sitting there with him in heavenly places, and that's where you're supposed to be day and night. Saying, holy, 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 God Almighty, Lord, show us the way, show us what to do, show us what not to do. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, help people that are being persecuted and prosecuted by this evil Jezebel. She commits fornication. And Lord, stop this nonsense. But we have to, as Christians, speak out against those that are handing out condoms to little pre-teenage girls and boys. And we have to stop them from murdering babies, and we have to do things that we can by preaching the Word of God, warning people that God's going to come upon them quickly. Jesus is going to take their lives. He's going to take them out into eternity, judge them and sling them into hell, and then later into the lake of fire. Verse 21, and I, Jesus, gave her space to repent. In other words, I sent my preachers and teachers and evangelists, and I sent all my people with my word, giving them space to repent of her fornications, the evil deeds that she keeps doing. And she repented not. She didn't repent. She's still doing the thing. She's still persecuting and prosecuting the saints, the Lord's people. Verse 22, behold, I will cast her into a bed and them that commit adultery with her, all you Catholics and false religionists, into great tribulation, except they repent, so the Lord, of their deeds. I hate their deeds. I don't hate them. I'm still offering repentance to them. Amen?
Amen.
If you repent, then I won't do that, but I'm going to. And then he goes on to say, Jesus does, verse 23, and I will kill her children with death. Uh-oh. You know that God can't lie. You know that Jesus is the truth. And so when he tells you that, that's it. So repent. We have mercy on you. Jesus and all his people, his children, have mercy on you. And we're telling you, warning you that he's going to do this. So repent and you'll be saved. And he says, and I will kill her children of this Jezebel, this Nicolaitans, the head of the Nicolaitans, this Satan, with death. And all the churches shall know then that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. Because you may have adultery and fornication and all these things in your heart. And when he kills you, you're going to know then that he knew all about you. You may be lusting after lesbians or other women, if you're a woman, and men, if you're a man. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. So we have to do works. Now, we know that Satan and his people are out there doing evil works. And the Lord wants us to do godly works because we're going to be judged by the works that we do. And so why do some of us have to preach the gospel and put up with the persecution and everything and some not? That's false doctrine. We all have to take our part in the body of Christ and do what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, because we're going to be judged by work, not by being idle. Verse 24, but unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have, not this Nicolaitan or Jezebelian doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, and just naive as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. I'll take you out into eternity because you are not able to stand against Satan because you're naive. You don't know what's happening to you. Verse 25, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come, and I'm a-coming soon. And praise the Lord, make no doubt about that. Verse 26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works. Well, what are your works? Well, we saw that you healed blind eyes, you cast out devils, you led people to salvation. He that overcometh and keepeth my works, that he healed people, unto the end. You have to do it till the end. Now, this is me, Jesus, talking, the one that created everything, and I created you, and I created salvation. I died on the cross and made it possible for you to be saved. So everyone that overcometh and keeps my works, not just say my word, but you get out there and win souls, unto the end. You have to do it to the end. To him will I give power over the nations. Whoa! So he's going to give us power over the nations. Yeah, I rule this world. And God, when I go out of this body, and he changes my body into an ecclesiastical body, he's going to give me portions or a large area of heaven to rule for him, according to his word, because he trusts me because I believe his word, and I believe I have the power over the nations. Verse 27, and he shall rule, and I shall rule them with a rod of iron, the word of God, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. All right, so we are like potters, so to speak, because it's the Lord in us, and he's the potter, and we're doing what he says that we have to do. And so therefore, we're molding the lives of people. We're molding them with the Word of God. We're like potters molding different people. And then some of the people don't receive the molding. And therefore, we break them. The Word breaks them. The Word of God just comes down and breaks them. And we start with other pottery. So that's all we are, is pottery. Now, I see that our time has gone on this particular program, so we have to now read some letters. So where's the first one from?
It's the continuation of the letter from Rosebud, Arkansas.
Okay, go ahead.
This is regarding putting Pastor Lamo's true life story on video. It says, Dixie will do the best and work the best quality to show you in a light becoming your real self instead of degrading you and your ministry.
We are degraded and it's to our glory and that's it. But we'll be exalted in heaven, where the people that are degrading us will be abased. They'll be in hell screaming out forever. Then what?
She could still find several known country stars, could include to uphold...
Okay, this isn't important. Let's go on to another letter.
Okay, this is from Ghana, Africa. To Evangelist Tony Alamo, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I have been listening to your programs for a long time, which has enabled me to receive salvation and strengthen my faith. It's a pleasure to listen to direct truth about the prophecies of God being taught in these last days. I thank God that you preach it without hiding any truth. Please send me some Bibles and Christian literature for me being a Sunday school teacher and also youth leader. Thank you with Christian love. Yours faithfully, N. Richard from Sefwi, Asawinso, Ghana, Africa.
Here we have about half a minute. Have you got a short one?
Yes, from the Ivory Coast. I admire and I often read the teachings about the Messiah. You are doing a lot of good for those who are reading this.
The Messiah is a book that I've written. It's in about 40 different languages now. Order is free of charge. Then what else?
May the Lord help you to do more. From Kamara from Abidjan, Ivory Coast, Africa.
Right, okay. The Messiah book tells of the 333 prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, and it's yours free of charge. We have it in Greek, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, of course, English, and the different Latin languages, and French, and it's yours free of charge. Ask us for the Messiah book. Very good tool in winning people to the Lord. Many atheists have been saved from that, and also witch doctors and Muslims, all types of people. We have to believe in the Lord in order to have everlasting life. We must hear what the Spirit of the Holy God that created everything says unto all of us. Well, right now is the time to pray. Now, you're either going to accept the Lord or reject Him. There's no two ways. You can say, well, I want to wait until later. That's rejecting the Lord. You never know when the next opportunity will come for you to be able to receive Him. And so don't turn Him away now, or don't reject Him, because if you reject Him, He'll reject you before His Father and the holy angels. So say unto the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 757.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another extremely enlightening message from the Word of God. I have received so much of the hidden manna, and you'll receive it by listening. Right now, I'm going to sing a song for you. Now, the mountains in the Bible have many times been metaphors of nations. And there's a holy nation. It's the kingdom of heaven. It's the actual kingdom. And it's called Crystal Mountain in this song. So I'd like to sing it for you. It's way up high. There's this heavenly nation, this Crystal Mountain.
Way up high, there's a crystal mountain higher than the eagles fly, where love is flowing like a fountain, where the soul will never die, and it's free. Crystal Mountain shines the light to guide the way. Just look and you will find it. Love's the only price you pay. Come with me,
come with me,
up to this mountain.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.